Jimmy Gray's smooth delivery and quick wit made him a standout personality at stations throughout Massachusetts, Connecticut, and here in Rhode Island. He was twice nominated for Billboard Magazine's Radio Personality of the Year for Media Market Stations and was voted Rhode Island's most popular radio personality in 1984. Jimmy dominated the airwaves and consistently topped the charts. In addition, he has been the host of a countless number of charitable events along the way. Jimmy was and still is a favorite among Rhode Island radio fans.
Jimmy Gray!
63 PRO with James Taylor with Jimmy Gray. It's now 2 before 10. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the theme song from the Gary DeGrade and Holland Cook Pro Shows.
Waste a day, then waste a night.
Coming up on 6:30, and once again, Pro FM's Jimmy Gray.
Well, hello. We have a little visitor in here this morning. Very early this morning, Chris.
Who? I can't see around the corner there.
Good morning, Jimmy.
Oh, hello, Rosie. And what are you doing in here so early?
Jimmy, I could not sleep. I kept tossing and turning, and when I finally fell asleep, I had this vivid dream.
What did you dream about?
Well, I don't think I can speak about it on the radio. It's kind of personal. It was so real. I woke up dripping with perspiration. My teddy was actually stuck to me. I had to take a long cold shower. Anyway, when I got out of the shower, I heard your voice on Pro FM and decided to come and play with you on the radio.
Rosie, you've really got my curiosity up. What kind of a dream could cause a sensible, worldly woman like you to have such a frustrating night?
I cannot speak about it on the radio. It was so exciting, so sensual, so exhausting, I was out of breath.
Of course, you can tell me I'm your friend. Besides, Rosie, the general manager, Ayatollah Daniels, is probably sleeping.
Okay, Jimmy, last night I went to a Maurice Chevalier Film Festival.
Jimmy Gray, 92 FM.
That's kind of a fascinating story out there in Hopkinton about that dog. The dog of the town council president, Sandra Johansson, is still missing.
That was kidnapped, so to speak.
Yeah, she got a phone call saying she wouldn't see that golden retriever again until she quit her position, but she's not succumbing to this. Sandra says she's not giving in, and she won't quit. Our Pro FM research department has looked into the matter of Kelly, the golden retriever that's missing.
They have.
And come up with 10 rumors why the dog disappeared.
Okay, why don't we listen in?
All right, number 10 is it was time for Kelly's annual checkup and the vet has cold hands.
Ooh.
She's also listening to Elton John's cassette, The Bitch Is Back. And the biggest rumor of all, where they really think this Kelly, the golden retriever, is, she's out looking for a guy with a sailor's cap, a collie named Jeff, and a shack.
And also, a little sad note, Pro FM's Tony Bristol, he could be late for work today.
No, why?
Well, the Roger Williams Park Patrol, they picked him up this morning for JWI.
JWI?
Jogging while indecent.
You're kidding. Now, Tony?
So yeah, it seems just as the patrol car drove by, the elastic broke in Tony's jogging shorts. At least that's Tony's side of the story. We won't know for sure until the police stop laughing, you know? Oh, poor Tony.
Film at 11.
As we do morning calisthenics this morning.
No, you're
yes,
kidding.
Yes, you'll notice in the adjoining room a mechanical bucking John Travolta. All right?
Look at that thing.
Now, the whole problem is you're not overweight. A lot of people have the wrong impression. Just a little wide in the seat, you know what I mean?
Oh, Jimmy.
So I figured instead of doing all of the normal calisthenic routines, you can go up there and it might give you more bounce to the ounce as well and maybe shake off a couple of pounds. Are you ready? You're game to try it. Okay, it's going to be tough with that red Diglo garter belt you have on, but all set. Get out of the newsroom. Go ahead. Get up there and go ahead now. Here's the hard part. Step on that little box there. Swing your leg over to the seat.
Yo, Jimmy, how you doing?
Hey, it's the great, amazing Sal Hank.
You know, I feel kind of bad, you know. Back in December, I knew you'd be moving.
Yeah? You knew that in December?
I just didn't want to tell you.
I thought it was April.
No, I knew back in December, as a matter of fact. One final envelope for you.
All right.
Pee Wee Herman in the movie theater. That Fox show Babes. Jimmy Gray in the mornings.
All right. Pee Wee Herman in a movie theater. Fox show Babes. And Jimmy Gray in the morning.
Gee, those are all different.
Uh-huh. Name three things that are going off.
Oh.
sound that like has spoken.
The further adventures
of Rhoda and Randy. Alrighty. Or is it Randy and Rhoda?
When we last left Rhoda and Randy.
Ah, that's Randy and Rhoda.
When we last left Randy and Rhoda, there was a hint of a wedding. Let's eavesdrop into what's going on with this famous pair after 13 years in the morning on Pro FM.
Tabloid man, hurry up with that service. Randy, pay attention.
Do you, Rhoda, take Randy Cooney to be your husband in sickness and in health, for richer or poorer, till death do you part?
Yes, but forget that poorer part. Make sure you clip those coupons, Randy.
And Randy, do you take Rhoda Blabbit to be your wife in sickness and in health, for richer or poorer, till death do you part?
Oh, my gosh. It's my beeper. It must be an important phone call. Perhaps the network is calling me to cover a big story. Randy, say I do. Hold everything. I've got to return this phone call. It may be the chance of a lifetime.